Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast. Thank you for tuning in to another brand new episode of the show. Today's episode features some of the folks of Freedom Jam 2020 coming up in August. Brian, Peyton, and Mackie stopped by to talk about the show. And you can you're going to get a little preview of their music if you don't know them and know all about it. So stay tuned for that. I wanted to let you know about my wonderful show sponsors keeping the show going, including Naked Vine, located in Chesterfield, Missouri, serving up the finest wine, whiskey, tequila, and local craft beers. And I believe Brian's doing some porch deliveries right now during this time, so if you need some wine, be sure to reach out at nakedvine.net and talk to my buddy Brian over there. Also, big thank you to Roughneck Beard Company, located in Maplewood, Missouri. You can shop 24/7 at roughneckbeardcompany.com, and you can use my code RPP15 for an exclusive 15% off during checkout. You might as well get it now and get yourself cleaned up before this quarantine's all over. So get yourself some beard oil, beard balms, whatever you need. They got it over there for you. Take care of you. And again, everything at roughneckbeardcompany.com. And also, big thank you to Heil Sound for making this show sound great. Shop at heilsound.com today and get yourself some new gear. All right, that's it for me. If you want to reach out and say, hey, I would love to hear from you guys, you can find me on my email at rockpaperpodcast@gmail. Let me know what you're listening to. If you have any requests, somebody you'd like to hear on the show, I would love to see what I can do. And if you would be interested in a shirt, hat, stocking cap, a sticker button, or anything else from Rock Paper Podcast, you can find that there too. So with that out of the way, sit back, relax, and enjoy this brand new episode. Have a great day, everyone.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
My F-150, I ain't gonna shed one more tear. My off-road love song is an engine rubbing in my ear. And the driver's seat, four wheels is all I need. As long as the dirt keeps flying and boys keep flying,
maybe my F-150. That's that.
Hey y'all, this is Peyton Howie, and you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
This is beat paper, paper covers rock. Rock beats is the Shane covers nonstop. Never know what new kind of guests that he's got coming at you. Live and direct on the spot, could be rock, folk, country, a hip-hop, jazz, all kind of folks that he has. Could be an artist or a comedian to make you laugh on the
Rock Paper Podcast.
Double-decker fudge round, rolling round town. Shane coming at you live and direct from ground zero. He's your hero, he's your bestie. Rock Paper Podcast with Shane Presley.
Paper Podcast.
That's not country.
Wherever you come from, wherever you are, when you need that fiddle and a steel guitar, if you wanna dance to stay.
that's not country. Ain't no Aggie on Texas soil, but I know who I am. I can dehorn milk and rope a cow, yeah, I know who I am. I learned to shoot my shotgun well, kick my boots, I'll ring your bell. Living the life, it's all I got, yeah, I'm gonna take my shot. That's not country. Wherever you come from, whoever you are, when you need that fiddle and a steel guitar, if you wanna dance two-step, go crazy. Oh, 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 tell me that's not, tell me that's not country. That's not country. Wherever you come from, whoever you are, you need that fiddle and steel guitar. If you wanna dance two-step, go crazy. Tell me that's not, that's not country.
Everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out on Zoom today with some of the folks of Operation Triage Freedom Jam 2020. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Good evening.
How are you?
This is exciting. I'm excited to meet you all officially and get to talking about this show coming up. But I guess before we get going too far, everybody want to go around the mics and introduce themselves?
Sure, I'll start. So I'm Brian Judy. I'm the Freedom Jam coordinator. So we have a great event planned up, and we got lucky to have a couple of our artists on here. So I'll let them kind of introduce themselves.
Go for it, Peyton.
All right. Hey, I'm Peyton Howie. I am from Southern California. I love to play some good country rock music. I like to do a lot of the classics like Reba and Dolly, and but I also do some Carrie Underwood. I like to do some Johnny Cash. I like to do a little bit of rock too, you know, some, I like to do some Poison, you know, I like to do some Every Rose Has Its Thorn. Yeah, I was talking to Brian about that. I do a lot of traveling between Southern California, Texas, and Nashville as well. And I'm really looking forward to being a part of this event. I feel honored for the cause, being a part of raising money for this cause.
Yeah, very cool.
Cool. So I'm Mackie Roberts out of Nashville. Been here about 14 years. Brian pulled me out of retirement for this, so I'm excited to be a part. I hadn't played much in a while, so my fingers hurt bad. And maybe I'll remember my words by the time the show rolls around.
What? I hear it's kind of like riding a bike, isn't it? You know, I'll come back to you. I guess, Brian, you want to fill me in on a little bit more of this detail. So this is happening in St. Peter's, Missouri, the Freedom Jam 2020, and this will be held at Diamonds Music Hall, and that'll be on August 29th. And you want to talk about some of the history, like what's the background of why we're doing this and stuff?
Sure. So the whole idea is that veterans in our society today have just, they're not just today, but always kind of been neglected. So Matt Belcher, who is a builder here in our market, runs Operation Triage here in Missouri. myself, I work in the building trades industry, so I'm very connected to that kind of stuff in the building industry. And we do a lot of stuff with Matt, and we were wanting to see how we could help Matt out and helping these veterans. And the whole organization actually was started by and founded by a guy named Dan Vargas, who is out of the Houston area. And their whole concept, if you know what Habitat for Humanity is, it's kind of like Habitat for Humanity, but it's specifically for first responders, active service members, and veterans. So going in and doing projects that typically might not get done just due to lack of funds, lack of skill, lack of drive, whatever it might be. That's where Operation Triage steps in and says, hey, we're going to raise our hand and we're going to help you out. So that's, there's no, no money needed from, you know, the people that we're doing the work for. We figure, you know, with their service, they've done enough sweat equity and in their life that they don't need to do that anymore.
Yeah.
So, and the crazy thing is that they're not going to raise their hands and ask for help.
Sure.
They're not going to do it. So we reach out to the organizations. We reach out to veterans organizations. We reach out to our neighbors and just find out who those people are that could need some help. So with our event, we're like, what can we do that's pretty cool that could raise some money to help this event, you know, and this organization be successful. And I said, off the whim's notice, let's do a country concert. They're like, are you freaking crazy? I mean, they were like, you can't sing. And I was like, yeah, I know I can't sing. But luckily I know enough people that, I just started reaching out, and I knew I'd have to pull strings to get Mackie to say yes. And I did. It took a long time. But a long story short is, I didn't have to ask these artists very much. I asked really one time, and they volunteered and raised their hand because they understood what it was for. And plus they have a passion for the music. So the whole idea was let's build this country concert. It just kept growing and growing, and proceeds are going to help veterans. We're inviting veterans to the event. We got 36 tables that we've set right in the VIP section, and we're giving those to veterans and their families. And I think right now we're at about 36 veterans that are coming to the event, which nice. Is pretty awesome. One veteran actually thanked me because he was like, I can't tell you when the last time I even went to any event was, you know. And a lot of them, when they come back, that, you know, PTSD is a nasty thing.
Sure.
You know, and they don't like groups of people, or, you know, it's real. So for them to be like, hey, I want to do this, that said a lot.
Right. Yeah. That's awesome, man. That's very cool that you're doing that. I mean, it's a completely different, I can kind of know what you're going through, because I went through, I set up a benefit last year for my mother. She was going through cancer, and I put together a benefit in her honor. And that's where I was at. I was like, the only thing I really know is music. I have all these friends that play, and I was like, I'm going to call. I called on some buddies, a bunch of her favorites that she, you know, you would go and see all the time with me. And one of those guys actually is playing your show, Mr. Matt Wynn. Yeah. And he was, you know, one of those guys I called, and all the players that played, you know, they were all like, absolutely, we're there, whatever you need. And that felt, you know, so good to call on friends and ask for a favor, and everybody, you know, nobody's wanting money. They believe in the cause and everything else.
Right.
So there's a lot of work that goes in behind the scenes just to even pull the strings together to get this event going. And so I definitely have been in your shoes a little bit to understand the work that goes in. And it's so exciting when it all finally comes together day of, and you're there and you get to actually just sit and enjoy the show and be a part of the fun and have a great time then. So,
well, just to put it in layman's terms, or put it in real terms. So a table of four is $100. Okay. For 8 hours of music. That's insane.
Yeah.
You know, so $25 a head. Okay. So for every $100, Operation Triage can build a ramp for a veteran. That's huge.
Yeah.
That's huge. So that's a good way to think of about it. You know, so for every table you see in there, you could help a veteran by, you know, building a ramp. There's other things you can do, obviously, you know, widen doorways. There was one veteran that we worked with that he had to live in one room because he couldn't get his wheelchair through the doorways. So he had to live in the living room.
Yeah.
What kind of life is that?
You know? Yeah, it's tough, man.
But they won't raise their hand and ask for help.
Right.
So we have to be proactive and do that. So, and without these artists, I could put on a concert and it could be empty, because if we don't have anybody on stage, guess what?
Yeah, right.
So that's why these folks here are so important, because people really don't want to hear me sing. So,
and if you haven't, I'm personally, I haven't been to Diamonds over there yet in St. Peter's. So, but I've seen, I know we just recently shared some pictures and everything online on the Facebook page. And they've really done a lot of work to clean up the place. You know, just they've upgraded the stage, the seating. It just looks very nice now in there, and I'm excited to go check it out.
Yeah, it's really cool too. So a big shout out to those guys, because they actually donated the facility to us. We did not pay a nickel for that facility. And they literally, last night we were setting up tables, and they were like, okay, where do you want it? And they're like, no, this is your place. Do with it whatever you want. You can. So there's pool tables in there, like, move wherever you want. We don't care. Just do it. It's yours. Right. And I'm like, whoa. You know, so big shout out to them for allowing us to do that. So
let's talk about your entertainment for the evening. And these two wonderful people here with us. And so did you handpick this lineup, or how do we come about choosing entertainment?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny. So to kind of start out, I know Mackie and I know Matt Wynn, and I knew Carly Rogers. And so I was like, okay, we'll start with three, and somebody will drag along a fourth, and we'll have a little friends meeting, you know. And next thing you know, everybody was like, hey, do you know this person? Do you know this person? And actually Brad, who he run, Peyton, doesn't he run your fan club page on Facebook?
I'm sorry, you cut out there. What did you say?
Brad, doesn't he run your face, or is he on your Facebook page or something? Yeah, one of your fans?
Someone that I've met through Facebook. I run my own Facebook page, but yeah, I love Brad. He's really cool and supportive.
So Brad was following Freedom Jam, and he was like, hey, you got to see this girl named Peyton. She's like, phenomenal. I was like, Peyton? Who's that? Because we're in the Midwest. She's out surfing and stuff, you know? You know, and enjoying the wineries and all the great stuff out in California. And we're here. So then I listened to one song. I'm like, oh my. So I contacted her, and the crazy thing was immediately there was that synergy, because what she believes in and the stuff that she'll tell you that she's done, I mean, it's on the same plane. I mean, she's got a heart of gold for veterans of federal military, active service members, first responders. She'll tell you about it, but it was a perfect fit. So nice. then it was just kind of word of mouth. Everybody was like, hey, do you know this person? Do you know this person? Next thing you know, we had eight. Well, we had seven. And then I was like, oh man. And then there was one more local, and I was like, okay, I got to get her in here, because she's moving to Nashville. I was like, that'll help her learn the ropes and maybe meet some friends here that would help her down there. So I squeezed her in, and then we had probably like six or seven more people are like, hey, do you have room still? I'm like,
right.
I can't start at like 3 a.m. I can't do it.
Yeah.
But we had some really big names. And actually I talked to an agent yesterday, and he was asking me, and he was like, I got some headliners. And I was like, I'd love to maybe next year or another year, but I can only do so much. And these guys have done so much with social media, getting on our pages and doing lives in this time of quarantine. They've given their time. They promote. They've been a big help and believe in it. So, you know, I'm totally loyal to them.
Yeah. Well, let's do a quick rundown of the complete lineup. We got you want to start at the beginning of the day?
Sure. Yeah. So leading us off will be Molly Lovett. And so Molly is the one who's moving to Nashville in June. So she's cutting her teeth.
All right.
She just released her first single, which was called Loving You. It was a freak thing. I saw on a Facebook Live video when I was at lunch at work. And I was like, oh, man. She's local. She sounds good. Let's get her on there. Let's help her out.
Yeah.
You know, because that's what this is all about, is helping these artists. So that's Molly. She's going to be live 2:30 to 3, kind of like a pre-show deal. And then taking the stage at 3 to 3:45 is Mark Perkins in the Outskirts. So Mark's a local guy. Got a big following, likes the little honky talks around here. And actually, Peyton will be with Mark Friday night before our concert out in Old Monroe.
All right.
So that's Mark Perkins and the Outskirts. Then who do we have next? We have, is it Carly?
Yeah, Carly.
Carly Rogers. So Carly's got a cool story. She got a very unique tone to her voice. She's got some great original songs. She just released 4 new songs in this past month. She's a singer-songwriter, has a number one RAII gold record with Upchurch called Cowboy.
Nice.
So that's a pretty cool accomplishment. And then she's got she was just given permission by Jesse Keith Whitley and Lori Morgan. For anybody that knows country music, everybody knows Lori Morgan. Lori was married to Keith Whitley. And she was just given permission to re-release Keith Whitley's classic "Don't Close Your Eyes." That'll be coming out in about a week or two. So that's a big deal because you don't just get to record people's classics.
Yeah,
you know. So for that to happen, that's I'm very, very happy for her. So that's Carly, and then you've got this stud named Mackie Roberts.
Yeah.
I think he's blushing. I think I can see him all the way back here. But I'll let him tell his story in a little bit. But he's got this – he's like Mr. Smooth, Rico Suave country style is what he is. And he's just got a tone like – and he'll just sing, he'll just suck you in, and you'll just be wanting to sit there and be like, keep playing, dude. So, but I'll let him tell you more about himself here in a little bit. So – then we have who else? Who's on the next one? Lindsay Bowman.
Yeah.
Lindsay's part of us. She was part of a duo called Smoking Guns. She just released a brand new single called "You Don't Get to Know." And she is open for Mark Wills, Confederate Railroad, Oak Ridge Boys, some big names. And she's got this really deep growl and rasp. And just wait till you hear her sing. She can belt it. So she's probably got a deeper voice than you, Mackie, when she sings. So anyway, so that's then that's Lindsay, and then we've got Matt Wynn.
Yeah.
Matt Wynn.
Flint Hill's own
Matt Wynn. Matt's doing some really good things. He decided to move down to Nashville.
Yeah.
And he's doing a lot of songwriting right now. You know, I was amazed because he said the other day that he had just, since he's been down there, he's written something like 600 songs, which totally blew my mind.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. Mackie actually met him, what, 9 years ago, maybe?
It was a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. So they actually sang a couple times up here at another event that we did. But he's got a brand new song out called When It's Gone. I don't think it's released, but he will be singing it. That he actually wrote with Phil Vassar.
Yeah,
it's a hell of a song. I'm telling you, just wait till you hear it. So, then we have Darian Lee, and Darian is from Minnesota. She was part of the Midwest CMAs, and she was nominated for Video of the Year with her song "Wherever I Go," which is actually being played right now on KFAV 99.9 here in St. Louis. So they're promoting, you know, independent artists and new up and comers. So she's pretty stoked. She's got a little spunk to her, so she's ready to hit it. And then we've got the fabulous Peyton Howie. Like how I threw the fabulous in, Peyton. Come on. She might be the most diverse artist that we have. she'll be singing Poison and then she's singing Reba. I mean, how many people can do that besides me?
Right.
I mean, I've tried it and she does it much better. But just the with all the Facebook Lives and everything, and people here in our market have seen her on there. They've just fallen in love with her, and they're chomping at the bit to get her here, and her new stuff is phenomenal. So I'll let her talk more about her. And then our headliner is Walker County, and Walker County's back from my hometown about 10 minutes from my hometown, and has like 370 people in it. I mean, I can't believe somebody actually came from a little town called Sulphur Springs. They've got a really cool song called The Hamptons. You got to check it out. They are CMTs. They're in the class of 2020 Women of Country for CMT. So you'll see them at the CMAs, and you'll see them walking the red carpet. So they're really stoked to be part of this. They actually gave up a pretty decent gig in Ohio. They had a conflict, and they chose to reschedule that and come to ours because of the cause.
Nice.
That's huge. And yeah. I can tell you they would have made a ton more money doing the other thing than coming to a benefit.
Yeah. Well, very cool. And you can find that all on the Facebook event, the Facebook page and everything. So be sure to check all these artists out. But I guess ladies first, we'll talk to Peyton. And is this your first time to St. Louis?
Actually, yes, it is. Yeah, I've never been.
So what do you, besides the show, you have a couple other things on the list of things you're looking forward to checking out? I mean, we're pretty well known for our different food that nobody else has around the country. So I don't know if you've learned much about that.
I have. Yeah, I'm pretty interested. I've never been out that way. I'm really looking forward to doing a lot of traveling and hoping to get to know a lot of the people that I was talking to over on the live stream when I went on the Freedom Museum's Facebook page and did a little live stream. I'm looking forward to getting to know people and get to know the area.
Yeah.
Hey, have you ever had a toasted ravioli?
I have not. No, I have not.
Oh, see, she doesn't know what she's missing.
Nothing like some deep fried pasta. We get you some Emo's pizza, some toasted raviolis, and some gooey butter cake, and send you on your way.
You'll go home 20 pounds heavier.
Perfect.
So like I was saying, you play a little country, a little rock. You do have a brand new single out there. I guess this came out a little while ago, but a song called F-150 that's available digitally everywhere now.
Yeah, that one came out in January.
Yeah, you want to talk about this particular song?
Yeah, that one is probably one of the first few songs that I ever wrote. It's actually pretty personal, despite the simplicity of the lyrics. You know, I wrote that song about 2 years ago on Christmas Eve, and basically, I had a little bit of a conflict with, you know, being around the holidays. I know people are supposed to be like sitting around having family dinners and things like that, but that really wasn't the case for my family that year on Christmas Eve. And so that night I got up, I couldn't sleep. So I went and I did what I do, and I go and I got in my truck, and I actually was inspired to write that song. I went like off road, and you know, I kind of have like this crazy off roading spot down the street from my house. And I actually wrote that song probably in like 30, 45 minutes in my truck. And that's the whole backstory. It's kind of interesting. I have a video that I put out behind the scenes on my YouTube channel. So that's out there too, but that's pretty much the backstory behind F-150.
Yeah, nice.
Hollow, kicking it by myself, strumming my Fender.
mental help. But I know when I'm late night thinking and my mind's playing tricks on me, I gotta get my boots on, get up, get gonna grab my keys. In my F-150, I ain't gonna shed one more tear. My off-road love song is the engine roaring in my ear. In the driver's seat, four wheels is all I need. As long as the dirt keeps flying and boys keep lying, I'll be, baby, in my F-150. Baby, don't try to save me, 'cause I'm getting lost with my girls, drifting and I'm lifted high above your world. And I know when I'm late night thinking about what you did to me, I gotta get my boots on, get up, get gonna grab my keys. In my F-150, I ain't gonna shed one more tear. My
I was listening. I really enjoyed the song. I was doing my little bit of homework before we got to, you know, hang out today. And I got a bunch of couple. You got a few songs there on Spotify. I was listening to, and it was. And then I also saw some videos. I saw you do a cover of Broken Halo, Chris Stapleton recently, and which is of course just a fantastic song. I've seen some of your covers, but it was nice to know that F-150 is an original, and that's what I like to hear more about, like, because I love the original stuff. So
yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, so are you working up towards a record this year or something like that, or an EP or anything, or what's
yeah, so during this time of quarantine, I've had a lot of time. My producer and I are working on my next single, clearly, like over FaceTime, and yeah, working on my next song. It's going to be coming out very soon. It's called Troublemaker, and I'm really excited for it. And then very soon I'm working on doing an EP for the end of this year, and I'm really looking forward to that as well. I'm looking to be releasing a song every 3 months, but I was actually supposed to be releasing my single Troublemaker a lot sooner, but just with the whole coronavirus thing, it's been a little bit difficult, but I'm super excited to get it out.
Yeah, I've talked to several people recently, you know, in a similar boat, trying to figure out the best way to handle this with releasing music. And a lot of them are just putting it out there. They figured nobody has anywhere to go, so might as well, they got no excuse to sit around and listen to the record. So, you know, it stinks that you can't get out and play shows to support it, your release, but, people have time to sit at home and hit play and give a spin.
Heck yeah. Yeah. I'm super, super excited. And I'm looking forward to releasing it. I know I was trying to keep everything safe by not traveling and all that good stuff, but definitely working on some new music.
Yeah. Well, I know, I mean, I'm sure, I think it's even worse in California right now. I think, but things are starting to kind of start opening up a little bit around here, or, you know, getting closer and closer, I think. And, hopefully, here real soon, we'll be back to somewhat normal. But I know me and a bunch of my friends are all itching to get out. And I mean, just as you artists are itching to get out and play, all of us are itching to get out and go to shows because, sick of being in the house and stuck in doing nothing. So hopefully, I'm sure we'll have a nice big crowd come August, to pack it out over there at Diamonds.
Hey, Peyton.
Yes.
Tell him a little bit about your passion for the veteran stuff. That's really a cool story.
Yeah. So I've done, quite a few things, involving, you know, our military and first responders and active service members. I've been a part of Blue Coat Music. They do, little concerts around, in my state, and, it's for, fallen officers. I just did that one a couple months ago. And I've also been working with the American Patriot Band. They do shows all over, Southern California, and they're starting to branch off into the rest of the country. And they also, not only do they play shows, they do a little workshop where they'll go into local community colleges and they'll have, veterans come in, with PTSD or, just anything that they're struggling with. And they'll actually do therapy through building guitars, which is kind of cool. And, I'm actually, was supposed to be, before this quarantine thing, I was supposed to be training with them to go on tour with them and help veterans build guitars. So I'm really excited to be involved with that. I've also been involved with the Greenlight Project, Operation Greenlight. And we go and we went out to like Home Depot and we went and bought a bunch of green light bulbs. And we go around to our neighbors and people in our community and hand them out and say, hey, put this, you know, in the little socket in your front porch. And basically the green light bulb stands for, giving hope to our military and first responders and, you know, active service members that are dealing with PTSD, and it's supposed to prevent, military suicide and, you know, active service members, things like that. So, those are probably my three favorite, ones that I've been involved with other than this show, of course, but, I absolutely have a heart for our military and for the people that serve our country. I think that having that passion to go out and serve your country like that and being willing to sacrifice and not only what they sacrifice, but what their family sacrifice and, you know, having a heart for that. I have a heart for people that have that drive. I think that's amazing.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. Do you have personal ties to this? Do you have your family serve or anything like that, along those lines?
Yeah. My great grandfather, he was in World War II.
Yeah. I think that helps too. I mean, not that it's necessary because we all are affected by it. We're all, having personal connection to it, you know, I think even makes it even more, you know, where you can attach yourself to it like that. So.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
So now you can see why it didn't take long. Once I asked her, she was like, yeah. Duh.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it was literally like that.
Well, let's talk to Mackie down here. So you said you are currently residing in Nashville, but are you from the St. Louis area?
No, I'm a native Oregonian.
Okay.
Another West Coaster.
So how did you come about meeting Matt Wynn and Brian early on then?
through a sales training with Brian, a telecom company, a good while ago.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
I don't actually know how that evolved, but at some point he St. Louis.
Well, they said at the train, they're like, you have to tell one thing that nobody knows about you. And he goes, I sing. And we were like, you sing, really? And he happened to have some CDs with him. So a bunch of us bought CDs right there on the spot. And then
them out of the trunk, even then.
So we bought CDs and then the rest is history. So
trunk's still full.
Well, bring them. We'll sell them. I'm going to turn on a light because it's kind of dark in here.
All right. So are you? You said it's been a little while since you played. So are you? So you haven't been? Have you been writing? Or are you just? What have you been up to?
No, man. I moved out kind of on purpose for music. We didn't know really anybody out in Nashville. Coming up on 15 years ago. At that time, it was my wife and I's 1 year anniversary when we moved here. I got out here, played some shows, met some folks, recorded an album, and then I had 4 kids right in a row and just kind of slowly shrunk some of that stuff. It's not a bad thing at all. The last, I don't know, time I traveled outside of a funeral for a show was another one of Brian's deals up in St. Louis. We did, 3 days and 3 different venues, and it was super fun. And I haven't really done much from a career standpoint. It's not something that I'm really pursuing anymore. But mm-hmm. it's been a big time pulling the guitar out and reacquainting myself with some of these songs and playing again. And it's been super cool. So glad to do it.
Tell them about the event at the VFW here.
Oh man, that's my favorite story of all of any gig in my entire life. I think we were. I did two. It was like St. Louis University, some bar on St.
Yeah,
Louis.
We were down at one of the microbreweries downtown.
Yeah, we did that one the first night, and it was. I ended up doing a bunch of John Mayer covers, and I don't know if you're familiar with Tyrone Wells, super cool artist out from in California. I cover a lot of his stuff and I mixed a lot of that in. The next night was kind of an Irish pub in the burbs, with a lot more, family setting. And then the last show was on Sunday afternoon, way out in O'Fallon. Was it O'Fallon?
Yeah, it was O'Fallon. It was right. It's not far from me. Yeah. It's not way out there. Listen to him, Shady. He acts like it's in the middle of a cow pasture.
It was country. And it was this,
country.
133 and my throat was so sore, like I couldn't even swallow already. So I was already kind of like, man, I don't know if this is gonna work out. We get up loaded up top and nobody's there, like I'm setting up and I just did all this for nothing. And then I'm not kidding, the ground started to shake and I look out the window and I mean there's 100 bikers driving down led by Santa Claus on a bike. up nice. On the cruiser, and they all just funneled up there, and I ended up playing just a bunch of Johnny Cash covers, and it was super fun. That was probably my favorite of all of the three, and smoke filled and sore throat, and I couldn't quite a while.
It was at the Hobos in Old Town St. Peter's, the VFW there.
Yeah, that was super.
So now he was saying he wants to come back there and play again.
There we go.
There you go. That was a great time.
Yeah. Well,
hopefully we can get Santa Claus again this time. We'll see.
And that was the icing on top. Like you can't even pick that up.
He was literally dressed in a Santa Claus outfit.
Was it even near Christmas time?
No.
No. It was just a random Santa.
Yeah, it was like in August.
Super stoked to be back out though.
Yeah. Hey man. Do you play any guitar for the kids at all or anything? Like, are you introducing them to music at all?
Yeah, my two oldest boys have been in piano, and I even more so now. But it'd been a while. But I'll put the guitar on and chase them around the house and singing songs when they don't in an opportune time. So we have a big time.
Yeah, get the family band together.
I'm working on it. We got enough.
Hey Shane, Mac is probably one of the most humble guys you'll ever meet, and he does have a song and he hates singing it and he can't sing it because he is too emotional and all that stuff. But it's called Jesus, God, and Angels, and I used to do a lot of charity work with kids that battled cancer. And let me tell you this, because we had a bunch of CDs, and that song's about a little girl who battles cancer and eventually passes on and ends up in heaven. And believe it or not, that song has helped a lot of those mamas and dads To the point where one lady actually took it. She talks a lot to Congress about pediatric cancer and stuff like that. And she was handing out some of those CDs to other parents who had lost kids. So he won't take credit for it and toot his own horn at all. But I can tell you that him singing that song on that CD helped people, even though he doesn't take credit.
Yeah, wow. Man. So cool.
I didn't write that song, but it definitely got harder to sing after I had a daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's really hard to play, so I don't like to play it. But.
It's that's the hard thing, man, about some of these songs. Like, it's especially when people connect to them like that, on, you know, and they have so much emotional message behind them, and it's so hard to, because you have to it has to be real, you know. You have to go into that place and sing the song, and it's like it's not always the best place to put yourself into, you know, especially if you're a happy, you know, kind of positive person to start singing such a sad, you know, song. But when people resonate and connect to it on such a level like that, I mean, it's, you know, it's beautiful, but it's also, like, I imagine, like, Max, you know, having to do that is very, it probably taxes on you quite a bit, you know. It's like, just, I know quite a few of those songs that every time I hear them, I mean, they just get me, and I cry, but at least they're on recording, you know, like, you can share that around and stuff, so.
Wow.
Well, you do have a couple recordings out there. Brian sent me some stuff to check out, and he included I Should Have Told You and Someone to You. You have a particular one of those you might want to play, or a different song, or what do you got in mind?
I could play a different song.
Yeah,
I might do
if you want to play a track, or you can play live. I mean, I'm down for whatever. I think it'd be cool to get something live here if you want to play one.
Yeah, play something live, and then we'll play one of your originals later here in a little bit.
You cut my live one out too if it sucks, right? I figured
they'll just put my face over yours, so they'll expect that from me. They'll be like, "Oh yeah, he does."
Or the guitar playing that I kind of, man, there's so many good players out here. I haven't had to do it as much, so I like it when they do it for me.
Yeah, you got a town like Nashville. You can you don't have to worry about that. Like,
right.
All kinds of players down there.
I kind of want to do – I'm not really prepared to do it, but I kind of – I've been dinking around with some Chris LeDoux songs, and maybe I'll just do that. If you can cut it, we'll try that one.
All right.
I don't know if you've ever heard of One Less Tornado by Chris LeDoux.
Let's do it.
Nice. Billy John grew up just west of Waco. He used to bare knuckle fight just for fun. He was wild as a Texas tornado and a bull-riding son of a gun. And one Saturday night down in Jasper, he drew a bullet called Just Devil Rage. And that 2,200-pound hammer laid Billy John in his grave. Now there's one less tornado in Texas, and the saddle is empty tonight. There's one hell of a cowboy in the heaven, and that big rodeo in the sky. Oh, that big rodeo in the sky. Granddaddy rode in the 30s. He must have really been something back then. Because all of my life I've heard stories about the buckles he didn't quite win. Although he never got over his losing, he was a bona fide hero to me. And Lord knows I'm sure gonna miss him.
I know he's in good company. Yeah, there's one less tornado in Texas, and the saddle is empty tonight. There's one hell of a cowboy in heaven, and that big rodeo in the sky. Oh, and that big rodeo in the sky.
Yeah, man.
I told you.
Sounded good to me.
That's what I said.
Yeah, man.
I've never played that one for anybody. That was a, yeah.
So that's what,
I might bring out some more Chris LeDoux songs.
Yeah.
That's what's crazy about these artists. They can just do that.
Right.
I mean, seriously, it's like crazy.
I think me and Brian come from the unique perspective where, you know, we don't play, so we're just amazed by any of it. So it's like, so you guys think it's nothing to play a song, you know, grab a guitar and play a song like that. Like, but I love it all. And like, it's cool that you can just do that after. So
I can sing Feelings if you'd like me to.
Yeah.
Did that come out?
Yeah. I don't think that would go too well, but, but I can tell you, Peyton can sing. I think it's her turn.
Yeah. You want to give it a shot?
Yeah. So, all right. So I was thinking,
you better think right.
I know. Well, so I have one that I really wanted to do because I've just been totally digging playing it lately. And it's probably one of my favorite songs to play. And I definitely plan on playing this one at the Freedom Jam. So I figured I could play it here. What do you think?
Do it.
This one was a Kris Kristofferson song, but I love singing the Janis version of it just because I was actually challenged to sing this song by a good friend of mine, Tony Sirachi, that does the Highwaymen show. And he challenged me to sing this song. And so now I've just fallen in love with it. Now it's like probably one of my favorite songs to sing because it's got that little country and then she does a little rock spin on it. So this one's called Me and Bobby McGee.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train. When I was feeling near as faded as my jeans, Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before rain. He rode us all the way in New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft when Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers slapping some eyes, holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song the driving blue. Freedom's just another word, boy. Nothing left to lose. Nothing. It ain't nothing on if it ain't free. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when he sang the blues. No, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me, my Bobby. From the Kentucky coal mines to the California sun. Yeah, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Through all kinds of weather, through everything we'd done. Yeah, Bobby, baby, kept me from the cold. One day up in East Salinas, Lord, I let him slip away. He's looking for that home, and I hope he finds it. Trade on my tomorrows for one single yesterday. To be holding Bobby's body next to mine. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing. And it's all that Bobby left me.
Wow.
So much.
So good. That was fun.
I about fell on my chair. I was chair dancing and it wanted to fold up on me. It was crazy.
Very fun. That was cool. Thank you for doing that, guys. I think that's the fun thing about these type of festivals too. A couple of people probably know each other on this lineup, but I think it also is a good excuse to collaborate and just jam and stuff too. I'm hoping some of that happens that evening also. Just somebody jump up on stage with some other people and start playing along, and especially a song like Bobby McGee, we all know we can all sing along to that, of course. So something like that would be fun. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Peyton, toot your horn a little bit about your awards you've won about the West Coast CMA and stuff.
Oh yes, I've been as a part of a West Coast Country Music Association, and that's actually where I started. I wouldn't say performing, but pursuing music professionally. That's kind of what started it. I really like to sing, and I started singing around in my hometown, and through there I got to play with the Ranch Rockers. It's a local band in my hometown, and they play over at the Merck. And I started playing some shows there, and from there we did some competitions, and we were competing against people in other states, and we'd all go over to Tennessee, and we'd be playing out there and doing some competition. So I've won a few awards out there for new country, for traditional country, and for some gospel as well. And I absolutely love being a part of WCCMA. They're actually really cool, and it's nice to see how I started, like being younger, and then as I've gotten older, seeing the younger generations, still continuing to see like Delta Dawn, and this girl's like 8, and it's really cute to see, the younger generations getting to be impacted by the music that impacted everybody just like even decades ago. So I love that.
Yeah. Very cool. That's the thing about a great song. It continues to, continue to be celebrated, generation after generation and stuff. So the same stuff that affected you and, inspired you to play is the same stuff that might, could also inspire the next generation to play too. So,
yeah.
So, very cool. When's the first time you picked up the guitar?
I got my first guitar. Well, I've actually, I've been like dabbling here and there with instruments when I was a lot younger. I actually started playing piano, just like following like little YouTube videos. My parents always tried to get me to do like, piano lessons, but I never follow like the instructions. I would just like memorize the patterns and the sounds and stuff and just do it that way. So from there, I got my first guitar when I was 16, and that's what I've been doing for the last 2 years. So I've been playing guitar and learning some new instruments. I'm actually trying to learn a little bit of harmonica and getting back into playing the keyboard as well.
Very cool. That's for me. I don't play at all, but like I got a buddy Phil who plays a bunch of harmonica around town here, and that's like the thing. I think like I gravitate towards that the most. So I think if I was going to try to apply myself, I think learning some harmonica would be fun, because then you can also, you just keep your couple different harmonicas in your car or whatever, and you can almost jam with about anybody. You can sit in with the band somewhere. Play a little country, play a little blues, rock and roll, whatever, and it all works. So,
I don't know if you did the math, but you can figure out how old she is by doing the math that she just told you. And she's she could be Mac's kid. She might be Mac's fifth kid. Mac's an old man.
Not as old as you.
Oh, that's true. That's true. But I mean, seriously, I want to give her kudos, because you just don't hear her sound very much out there in today's world. And when she pulled that off on Freedom Jam's Facebook Live page, people literally commented, "Janice who?" Like, who's that? She does a better job than that. I mean, people that were, from that era. And so that's the thing with these two that are on here. They won't toot their horn too much, so I have to toot it for them a little bit.
Yep. Well, I think what's also neat about this lineup, again, Freedom Jam 2020 happening August 29th, Diamond Music Hall in St. Peter's, Missouri. Tickets available right now, so you can snag some of those. And again, all this supporting Operation Triage. And what I love about this lineup is looking at it, like, there it is. I mean, it's a mix, but it definitely feels female heavy on there. And I like seeing that, because I was actually just watching Songland. I've been really digging this show a lot. And they had Martina McBride on there as a guest this week. They had a couple young lady actually from Missouri. Yeah. And yeah,
from Sanger or something.
Yeah. She was talking about I think she said 10%, but they were like, it's probably even less than that represent female on country radio right now. It's, it's definitely dominated by the men lately. And so it's cool to see a bunch of young, talented female country singers on this lineup and stuff, along with a bunch of great guys. But, like I said, it's nice to see. So that's going to be cool.
Absolutely. But I would ask people, just go out, find them on their platforms where their music is. Mm-hmm. You guys will have swag there. Mackie, you still have CDs, don't you?
Yeah, lots of CDs.
See, so they'll have swag at the event. So feel free to grab some of their stuff. Peyton, you're bringing some stuff.
Yeah, I have quite a bit of merch that I can bring. I also have merch available on my website as well.
There you go.
So are you doing along with the event, are you doing some more like some different, any kind of like silent auction type of things?
Oh, yeah. We'll have some pretty cool stuff too. So Dan Vargas, who runs Operation Triage nationally, he and Matt Belcher are also friends with Ted Nugent. If he didn't have a gig that night, he was actually coming, but he has a gig. But we're going to get an autographed guitar from Ted. Another one that's close to us is, if you know Big and Rich. And Redneck Riviera. Well, Dan Vargas is very good friends with them. So there's some stuff that we're working on for, especially with our artists. Dan's going to bat for them, and if they're interested in getting on stage at Redneck Riviera, we have an avenue.
Yeah. Right on. It's gonna be a fun day. And again, all for a good cause, supporting the veterans and first responders and everybody, like Brian mentioned. So is there an official website for that ticket link?
If you just go to the Freedom Jam page, that's where it is. It's all over that. You could actually post the link on your podcast page too.
Sure.
If you want to.
Yeah, I'll be sure to share it.
Peyton, I know it's on Peyton's page about 4,000 times because I always go and stick it on there. And I do the same thing with Mac, and then Mac's mom always finds it, and then she shares it 7,000 times, which is awesome. That's what we want people to do, is share.
Thanks, Mom.
Exactly. But, I really want to have people go out there, learn some of these originals from these artists, and when they play them, because there's nothing like, and I'm not an artist, so I'm not on stage, but when you guys are on stage and you hear the crowd out singing your song, it probably is probably gets you pretty jacked up. I would assume. So there you go. See right there. So I would love to just encourage people to go out and learn some of their songs, learn the words. If you don't know the words, make them up with them when they're singing.
That's what I do anyway.
I was just thinking about, there's a great, one of my favorites, Will Hogue. He's a singer-songwriter down in Nashville, and he kind of hit big with Eli Young Band cut one of his songs, Even If It Breaks Your Heart, and went number one on country radio.
Max sung that before.
There you go. But Will's one of the coolest guys. I've become buddies with him just coming through town and seen him a bunch of times. But he told a story one time on stage about after that song, he went on the road with Eli Young Band for a while, you know, writing some other stuff. And then they were opening for Kenny Chesney or something. And so, you know, Will was talking about his shows where, you know, maybe 100 people or, you know, 200 people or whatever at a show. And then, like, and that's really cool when they're singing along. But then he's opening, playing, you know, arenas for or amphitheaters for 40, 50,000 people, and they're all singing along. And he said Eli Young Band invited him out on stage to play guitar, you know, during the set or something. And, like, so he said he's back there like, man, I wrote this song. And, like, how cool of a feeling that was to hear all these people singing along. So, absolutely. Yeah. It never gets old. I don't know anything about it, but I enjoy singing along, and so it's a good, it's all fun. Yeah, get involved again on we got the Facebook page like we talked about, and of course you can find Peyton on your Facebook and Instagram and YouTube channel. So get involved in all that, and come on out, join us. It's gonna be a good time. Bring your dancing shoes.
Yeah, I know Peyton's music's on Spotify too, so check it out.
Yep.
Catch Flights is her other newer single, so she's got two of them that are pretty new out there, so definitely check them out.
Well, very cool. This has been a lot of fun, y'all. I appreciate you hanging out with me tonight and getting to know all of you a little bit.
Awesome. Well, thanks for doing it. We appreciate it.
And I'll get to work tonight to clean it up, and I'll get it posted, and we can share it around tomorrow. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, guys.
Yeah, thanks, everybody.
All right, thanks again.
Have a good night.
See you.
Rock, Paper, Podcast.
Rock, Paper, Podcast.
Rock, Paper, Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.